Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Happy New Year and welcome to Michigan Literary Network Radio. It's Wednesday, January 4th, 2017, and I'm Andrea Daniel, and I am excited to be back on the air after our break in December. It was nice to have a little bit of a vacation, and now it's the new year, and there's new opportunities for writing, new opportunities for books, and we are going to talk about it. And I'm excited to start the year off with my first guest, Sylvia Hubbard, who is a good friend for one. She is also the author of more than 30 independently published books. She is a blogger, a speaker, a workshop facilitator, the founder of the Motown Writers Network and the Michigan Literary Network, and she's the executive producer of this radio show. And I thought it would be a good idea to start the year off with Sylvia as a guest to get the ball rolling on all things literary. And plus, Sylvia is just a wealth of information all the way around. And so we just heard her chuckle a little bit as I'm talking about her. And so I want to welcome my good friend, Sylvia Hubbard, to Michigan Literary Network Radio, her own radio show. Hey.
Thank you. Hey, it's good to have you back, and you look so beautiful.
Thank you.
I've always loved your smile, and it's so good to just see it when you're taking your pictures and going around with what's the name? It's so cool.
Ino Saba. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, there's Andy. There's her smile.
Yay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, Phil, man, it's so good to be on the air with you. And we're just going to talk about a lot of things. We're just going to do a mishmash of a literary conversation right here. So we're going to talk about your literary world and what's going on there. We're going to talk about what's in store for the Motown Writers Network and, you know, what do we have coming up on deck for the radio show as far as guests. And we're always looking for guests. We also always have to mention that. So we're going to start with you. What's going on in your literary world? I know it's a lot.
Well, yeah, it is. It's like I try not to even think about it so I won't be so overwhelmed. You know, I always tell people I take a little bit at a time, and then I'm kind of like Pac-Man. I just eat the one pellet at a time to try to, you know, just get away from, you know, the procrastination and lack of doing stuff. So it's kind of like those are my ghosts just trying to nag me and stop me from doing what I'm doing. But what's going on in mine, I'll first start with my website. First, I start with Literary World. So my Literary World, I am actually doing a live story on my website, and it's called The Murderer's Lover. I'm also challenging myself for 2007 to try to do one short story a month. So we've already produced I'm already three ahead, so I'm good until March. But that's been my goal, is to try to do one short story a month, and it's been well received. Our first one we did, I did on the blog, and it's gotten like over 5,000 views, so that's pretty good. So I'm hoping for more to come and to be able to work on, like, my newsletter, you know, my personal author's newsletters, because having a newsletter as an author is very important in generating traffic, sales, and just new readers. So that's what's going on in the literary world. And then I also have a blog called howtoebook.org, and I'm trying to produce more video for that, with writing tips, using my YouTube channel as a way to garner sales, plus views of my 21st century author book, which kind of goes into the tips and tricks of just being a 21st century author, which is so important. And it's so weird how, like, that book kind of, like, has a mind of its own, and I'm able to find more and more ideas. So I encourage everybody to either follow me on YouTube to see more videos about, you know, all the things that's going on as a 21st century author, or Follow me and subscribe at howtoebook.org to keep up with what's going on as well, because I not only do I post things that I learn and that I know from the book, but also from, like, just the publishing, marketing, and writing world. That's very important that we all need to know.
Right. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's hold on. Whoa. Let's stop right there and talk about what you just finished mentioning, which is the 21st Century Author book. Talk a little bit about that. Where did that come from? What, you know, what is it to be a 21st Century Author?
Well, initially I had a book called The Internet Marketing for Business and Authors, and I had written that back in 2000, and then I did an update in 2009. And then I realized that it was a lot of people, authors and writers, who were still had this mindset of 20th century kind of publishing and marketing, where they felt, okay, I got to wait, or there's nothing – I can't afford it, or I need to just stay online, and or they needed to just they're still doing web rings. It was people who had web rings on their site. They didn't know about e-commerce. You know, how to put e-commerce on their website. You know, it was just things where, okay, we need to progress out of how we did it the old way, but there's still some of the old ways where you can just change it to the new way and still be able to get sales as an author and to still be able to progress in the new way, you know, with technology moving and making us equal to the big fish. I mean, we need to grasp that technology, use it, and we can still use some of the old ways in order to do it, but sometimes we have to change. Like, okay, stop telling people to send you a check to purchase your book. And sometimes you don't need to come out with a hardcover for a book every time, you know, to alleviate expenses. Sometimes you should come out with an ebook first. So the 21st Century Author kind of guides you towards, okay, if you're doing this kind of book, or if you're doing it this way, if you're marketing it this way, then this is what you should do. This is what you should have. These are things, these are tools that you need. For your website, for your social media, offline marketing, online marketing, publishing endeavors, and so forth.
Okay, so it's to bring people current and make them modern-day authors. If they're thinking in the old way, if they're not accustomed to what's going on in the world of technology for authors today.
True, and it's also a checklist for current authors who think that they have what it takes, but also a checklist. Okay, make sure you have everything. Make sure you have this. If you have this, make sure you have this basic stuff in order to get even more. I mean, it's a constant learning device that, you know, it constantly keeps you in the know. So, like, I really love this book because I even use it because I have to stay on top. But I have resources, links to videos that you can watch, just things to make you better at what you do and to keep you informed. And with the website and the book, I mean, it just constantly makes you in the know of, hey, I need to stay on top of this marketing and this publishing and this writing in order to make it work.
Okay. Excellent. And so, and then you mentioned something about your personal challenge for yourself, which is a short story a month. So where are these short stories coming from? Are they part of longer stories, or are they just standalone entities of themselves?
Well, the majority of them are standalone entities of themselves. I'm just coming up with, like, ideas of situations and then writing from those situations. They're under 5,000 words. So I started with the short story challenge that was going around on social media, and that kind of took off. And I enjoyed it, and I was like, hey, I could do at least one short story a month to not only generate traffic into the site, but also to keep the creative juices going, you know, to come out the box with something different every time and then see where I can take it. So, and that's where I was like, hey, this is cool. So people can come read for free. Mm-hmm. But also at the end of the post, of course, it says, hey, if you'd like to read more of my work, you can check it out here or check me out on Amazon and buy some books. So
you always got to do that. So look, what if somebody or several somebodies read one of your, you know, one or more of your short stories and they go, oh, my gosh, this is so good. We want more of this story. Would you consider making the story, you know, longer, making it into a regular length novel?
I've had that several times. Like, a lot of people do. Is it going to be more of this story? Because, of course, they call me the cliffhanger queen, and I leave, like, the reader asking, okay, I really would love to see more of this character in what happens to her life or what happens the next day after she wakes up after a bad night of decisions. Yeah. I kind of do that where, you know, I put that curiosity about a character into the reader's head. Maybe these are starters. Maybe these are just first chapters people are reading, but this definitely opens up the door to more work in progress for me where I can spell these characters away somewhere. And I know that I can just come back to them and just, hey, we can start from here and see where this takes us. So they just have to sign up for updates to know about that.
Right. Okay. So be sure to sign up for updates. What's your website?
SylviaHubbard.com.
SylviaHubbard.com. That's real easy. An easy one, SylviaHubbard.com. And so in addition to your writing, Sylvia, you've got some speaking engagements coming up. You're going to be involved in some events.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of events. At the end of this month, January 21st, I'll be speaking at Scribes for Christ here in Detroit, Venus Group, where I'll be talking about, you know, how to get your writing done. We'll go through the gambit of getting that inspiration, keeping that motivation, plus what to do after it's done and how you can market it and make money from it. So no matter what you write, coming to the meeting and just joining in and see what's going to happen would be awesome. We'll have a great PowerPoint presentation, and we want everybody to just come out, ask your questions, see how you can get your stuff written, published, and marketed in 2017. So we would love for you to join us. It's an open group with donations, of course. And then we're going to see. I also have Romance Writers of America chapter speaking event where we talk about social media and marketing your book. Then I have, of course, the Oak Park Library for the week of the Valentine's week. We'll be doing romance authors and books where readers can actually table and speak to romance authors. It's going to be like a intimate public event where in the middle of the library, they have us situated where people can just come in, sit down with a romance author and talk about, you know, the art of writing romance, reading romance, and of course their book in particular. So that's going to be like awesome to do. I know, it's like a cute idea. She contacted me and she was like, hey, we would love to do this event and would you like to be a part of it? And I'm like, hey, yes, of course I would.
Why wouldn't
I want to talk about my books? It's a whole bunch more events where I have them listed on, like, my Amazon.com page, and you can just go to Amazon.com/author/Sylvia Hubbard. You can favorite me to find out new events that's coming up and also any new books that I have coming out.
Okay, one thing I want to ask, though. Last year, the Motown Writers Network had a wonderful event, the Michigan Literary Women's Literary Brunch. Is that happening again this year? Last year was in March during Women's History Month.
Right. We decided to make that a biannual event, so we'll be moving it to 2018. By April, we're going to start, of course, looking for sponsorships and everything. If you're interested in listening, we'd love to be part of it. Please contact us. We would love to have sponsorships, swag bag items for VIP guests and so on. So, yes, definitely we are looking into biannual events. So,
okay. Yeah. Excellent, excellent, excellent. So let's now move into talking about the Motown Writers Network and what is in store for the Motown Writers Network.
For the Motown Writers Network, we have our second Saturday coming up with publisher Colleen Nye, and that's at the main library branch in Detroit. She'll be talking about how she set up her publishing company, the do's and don'ts. And if you're interested, we invite all authors and writers to just come out, you know, see the struggles, ask the questions that, you know, you're curious about when you're setting up your publishing business, because Colleen has been through the gambit of setting up her company, and she'll be able to freely answer any questions anyone has. And so we invite people to come out for that event from 10 to 12 at the main library on the second Saturday of January. Also for, well, of course, we'll have events every second Saturday all throughout the year, and we invite people to go to our meetup.com page, meetup.com/Michigan Literary Network, to find out more information about upcoming speakers. We hopefully have a really great lineup. We've invited Monica Marie Jones to come back to talk about motivation in March, which is... a lot of allegory, but definitely we invite her to come back. And then, of course, we'll be doing a lot of tech things to encourage, you know, authors how to use, or writers, just writers alone, how to use tech, whether it's blogging, social media, and their website. So we'll be having events such as that as well. So we're planning something really nice for the year of the 2017 year, because we know this is where it's going to, we need people to be self-sufficient, independent, to make this income that, you know, they deserve, that they need, and, you know, work for it and understand that it's going to be a lot of hard work, but it's going to be a reward at the end once you do all this work, come to the meetings, network with other writers, and then just see what happens.
And speaking about the work that goes into being an author, I mean, it's one thing to get the words out of your head onto your computer, or if you do it, you know, if you write longhand, you get it on your notepad. So that's one thing. But the other thing of it is doing the work of being the business for the author that you are. And that's, they're two totally different things.
They are. And
because
it's different,
I mean,
hats
if you're,
that you have to wear.
Yeah, I mean, if you're an independently, I mean, these days it doesn't matter much if you're an independently published author or if you get the grand opportunity to be to go with a, you know, a publishing house and go the traditional route for publishing. They still want you to do some work. You still have to market yourself.
Right, definitely. People are starting to really understand and see that, because it makes a difference where, you know, publishers and just basically booksellers are looking at individual authors and how they are selling and marketing themselves. I mean, now is the best time, because you can reach the reader faster than even your publisher or PR person can. We need to start initiating and using more social media in terms of what it consists of, being social, getting out there, whether it's online or online, offline or online. It's about being social with your reader and getting to know them, to learn how to draw them in even more. People should be waking up every day and asking, well, what's this writer doing? What's this author doing? You know, and want to stay in contact. But if you're not there, if you're not putting a face on on your work, then you're not going to get the sales that you need. So it is work, because you become you become the business, you become the face, you become the writer, you become the publisher, and you become the marketer. It's work, and then you become the business owner. And that's even more. So it's a lot of hats that you have to wear. But in all, it's very rewarding when you are doing the work you need to do. And a lot of people say, well, that's a lot of hats to wear. Anybody who's in business but for themselves always wear a lot of hats. So if you think this is going to be easy, you know, then you're lying to yourself. This is not going to be easy, but the reward and the payoff of getting recognized for the work that you've done for your writing, it's going to be awesome. So just do the work so you can get the end results.
Right. Yep. Basically, that's what just what you said. Do the work, and it will definitely pay off. And so let's move into now talking about this radio show. You got some guests lined up, and I know I mentioned earlier that we are always looking for guests. So definitely reach out to Sylvia or I on Facebook. And if you're if you're a Michigan-based author, or if you are an author from Michigan but you now live someplace else and you want to be on the radio show, because our radio show is for Michigan-based authors and publishers and those in the literary industry, let us know that you want to be a guest. We'd love to have you. But who have you got? You've got some folks lined up for at least the next couple of weeks.
Right. So we are gonna be inviting Veronica Dale, and she's a local author with Detroit Working Writers as well, and she has her own published book, so we're going to be inviting her on the show. And then, of course, Annette Hobson, she's actually coming out with a book event in March, I believe, that we're definitely going to have on the show. I'm trying to get Michelle Moore. She's probably, Michelle White. She guys just got married. Michelle Moore White. She actually runs Hood Books, one of the independently owned bookstore in Detroit. I really would love to get her on the show. So I'm shouting her out if she's listening, and I'll be contacting her to get her on the show to see what's coming up in Hood Books, because she's actually got her new location. And she's really doing things inside of her location that, you know, other independent bookstores really need to pay attention to. So I would love to just, you know, get her on there. So, and we have other authors to come. We actually, I sent a shout out in December that we were looking for our author. So we did get some, and I just have to get all those emails open and get them over to you. And get the written interviews from them, and then we can get them scheduled for an interview. So, yes, everyone who sent me an email, I will be contacting you. I just getting the questions ready to send out. And, of course, I'll be CCing Andrea, so then she'll be definitely in touch with them.
Yes, definitely. And in March, I know I'm trying to line up Chuck Sambuccino, who is with the Writer's Digest, and he's got his literary guide to agents, and they're doing a writing workshop in March. He reached out to me on Twitter, and I followed up with him, and so I'm going to be getting him on the show so that he can talk about that. That upcoming workshop. And he was on the show a couple of years ago, I think it was, when they did that workshop in the Detroit area before. And so I want to definitely have him back to see what's new in store for that. So, yep, we are looking for folks to come on the show. And I love the lineup that you just talked about, Veronica Dale and Annette Hobson and Ms. White that you spoke about. Having them on is going to be great, and I'll be looking for that email with that list of folks that I have to reach out to.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome, and thank you. And so We are rolling down to the end of the show, but I just want to know, is there anything, Sylvia, that you want to add about your writing career or just to motivate writers? You know, we are here at the beginning of the year. It's a new year for life. It's a new year for writing. It's a new year for people to get going with some of the things that, they want to do. And so, you know, just give us some words of encouragement for those dreams that we have.
Well, before words of encouragement, I do want to point out that there are three awesome new groups that are popping up in the Metro Detroit area.
One is
the Detroit Scriptwriters. They'll be meeting, their first meeting is in January. I'll have those details at the meetup.com/Michigan Literary Network. Subscribe there and you'll get an update of all three of these groups. Then there's the Aspiring Writers. They'll be headed by Tanita Johnson. They'll also be meeting in the Metro Detroit area. And then also Sisters in Crime has now a Michigan chapter, finally. And they had their first meeting in December, and they'll be having their next meeting in January. She's going to send me the details of when exactly their meeting is. I believe it's coming up, I want to say this weekend, but I will probably have that information on the meetup group hopefully by tomorrow or the 6th. So check out our meetup group at meetup.com/Michigan Literary Network to give inspiring words for the new year. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, me too. I've got a group that I'm starting that we're going to be
meeting
once a month.
Oh, yeah. We got to get you on there.
Yeah.
I forgot about that one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay. It just popped into my head, too, right? Priorities, right? And so, yep, we're going to be, it's called the Pen and Tablet Writers. We're going to be meeting the third Saturday of every month. I'm looking for a location. I'm looking for an inspiring kind of location, one that will get us in the mood to do some writing. We're going to do some, you know, some talking, some motivational kinds of things, but then we're going to just write, because that's what authors, that's what writers want. We want opportunities to write and to be held accountable for our writing. So, we might be getting some accountability buddies going for each other. So, yeah, Pen and Tablet Writers, that's another one.
Yay!
Yay!
I'm glad I mentioned that. Like, I was trying to remember everybody, but it's like I said, I have so much information in my head.
So motivational words for the new year.
Okay, so it's two things. Of course, number one, we need to all network more. People come up to me and say, hey, Sylvia, I need to know about this, and I don't know about this. And most times it's because they have not gone to networking meetings or talked with other writers. You actually, even though writing is a solitary project, you still have to get out there and speak with other people who are in the business or doing what you're doing, because they know something, you know something, and you can always share information. And that's really important. You need to just make time to get out there and network more with other writers around you, whether it's online or offline. I encourage everyone to get out there and do something to help either help another author or writer or to find out information from authors and writers and connect with them. I think this is going to be very helpful for your 2000 year writing, publishing, and marketing, because you're building a business, which means when you build a business, you're not building it by yourself. No one gets to the top by themselves. Someone's always holding a ladder. You're passing rungs along the way. So you have to make sure when you're passing those rungs that you're connecting with every rung to understand and know that your journey is not alone. That's my
right. And we've got 30 seconds left. You got one more quick one?
Just do it. Just sit down and do it, whether it's about writing, whether it's about publishing, whether it's about marketing. Just sit down and do what you have to do in order to get things done.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sylvia Hubbard. Check her out at sylviahubbard.com. And that is it for this edition of Michigan Literary Network Radio. So thank you so much, Sylvia, for being here. I appreciate
you. Thank
you
for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And come back next week for Michigan Literary Network Radio. Good night.